بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. May peace and blessings be upon His messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions and those who follow them until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number one in the series of classes of the traps of Satan, Shaitan. And the title of the class is Satan, the source of evil. Inshallah, today we will start to learn the beginning of the battle between Shaitan and mankind, so that we can learn the reason behind the enmity and revenge that Shaitan has for us. The story began by the creation of Adam, the first man, the beginning of mankind. Man is created from two elements, as Allah mentioned in Surah number 5, verse number 28 and 29.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونٍ وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. صدق الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And we did certainly create man out of clay from an altered black mud, and the jinn we created before from scorching fire.
So actually, sisters, it is clear that man is created from two elements. First element is the breath of God's Spirit. This element provides man with the link with Allah, receiving His message and having mental peace of heart and mind. This is the basic foundation of the intellectual and spiritual needs of man, free will, choice, and faith. The meaning of this, sister, is that in man, especially as a special creature by Allah, he had the breath of Allah. Allah breathed in Adam from his own spirit. Okay, and because of that breath, the man is having the mental and intellectual ability. This means that the free choice, the free will, you know, and the faith. So this is the first element which is special only for the man. The second element which is for man and for animals is the clay. Clay is originally the earth's mud. This element is the constitution which requires food, drink, and satisfaction of the desires. And because of that, the man, animals are created of one element which is clay. Because of that, when you observe that there is a human being who is focusing his life only on his desires, you tell to yourself you are living like an animal. Okay, because he is forgetting completely about the more important element in his creation, which is the breath of Allah's spirit. Okay, so in conclusion, man is not pure clay or pure spirit. Achieving a balance between the clay and the sublime elements is the stage of human perfection. If you want to be a perfect human, you must have a balance between your desires and between your link with Allah. So regarding Adam, the first human being, he was honored by Allah in countless ways. We will recite now from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 30 and 31. In order to know how Allah the Almighty honored Adam and the mankind in countless ways. 30 and 30.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح. ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And mention, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, when your Lord said to the angels, Indeed, I will make upon the earth a successive authority. They said, Will you place upon it one who causes corruption therein and sheds blood while we declare your praise and sanctify you? Allah said, Indeed, I know that which you do not know. And he taught Adam the names, all of them. Then he showed them to the angels and said, Inform me of the names of these if you are truthful. They said, Exalted are you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Indeed, it is you who is the knowing, the wise. He said, O Adam, inform them of their names. And when he had informed them of their names, he said, Did I not tell you that I know the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you have concealed?
So actually, sisters, from these verses of the Holy Quran, we are learning that Allah, the Almighty, He honored Adam in countless ways. Number one, He taught him the name of the things. That is to say, Allah taught Adam language, speech, ability to communicate, the ability to identify names of everything, and the ability to reason, make choices, and identify objects and their purpose. And all these abilities are only for men, and they are related to the name of the object. So this is a very special honor, and it is only for Adam. We will recite again from Surah number 38, verse number 71 and 72, to know about the countless ways which Allah honored Adam by. Surah number 38, verse number 71 and 72.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إذ قال ربك للملائكة إني خالق بشرا من طين فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون إلا إبليس استكبر وكان من الكافرين قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي أستكبرت أم كنت من العالين صدق الله العظيم
70 to 75. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It has not been revealed to me except that I am a clear warner. So mention when your Lord said to the angels, Indeed, I am going to create a human being from clay. So when I have proportioned him and breathed into him of my created soul, then fall down to him in prostration. So the angels prostrated, all of them entirely, except Iblis. He was arrogant and became among the disbelievers. Allah said, O Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating to that which I created with my hands? Were you arrogant then, or were you already among the haughty?
So actually, sisters, it is again clear from these verses that Allah blew His spirit into Adam. And also Allah fashioned him with His own hands. So these are actually two ways which Allah honored Adam specially with. To blow His spirit into him and to fashion him with His own hands. This is in addition to teaching the names of the objects. So all of these are the countless ways which Adam was honored with. Also, Allah commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam as a form of honoring him and preparing him to be the caretaker on the earth. Actually, it is the command of Allah to the angels to prostrate to Adam. This is the cause for the eternal battle between mankind and shaitan. Now, we will start to learn why the shaitan is against every one of us. Why the shaitan is trying all his ways, day and night, to deviate us from the right path. Why the shaitan is making the life of mankind a form of corruption. Why shaitan is after every one of us to push him in eternally in the hellfire. Why? Why all of this hatred and revenge? Now we will learn that this is that command of Allah to Shaitan or Satan to prostrate to Adam is the cause of all this long battle until the day of judgment between Satan and his offsprings and mankind and his offsprings. When Allah commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam, they obeyed the command of Allah. Why? Because the angels are creatures of light, created only to obey the commands of Allah. That's it. They don't have the freedom of choice, they don't have a will, they don't have any ability except to obey the commands of Allah. So when Allah commanded them to prostrate to Adam, all of them obeyed the command of Allah. Actually, with them was Iblis. Okay, Iblis is a creature of the jinn, and he was created from the hellfire. He was with the angels. He is not from the angels, because there are different points of view regarding why Iblis was with the angels at that scene, very important scene. From most of the books of, tafsir of the Quran, or giving the meaning of the Quran, Iblis was there, but he is not from the angels, okay? So when Allah commanded the whole whom they were there at the scene, all the angels prostrate except Iblis. He refused to obey Allah's command. Let us learn about this disobedient creature and the reason for his disobedience. Why he refused to prostrate to Allah, and why he will pay a very high price until the day of judgment because of this once disobedience. He didn't obey once, and this is the price which he will pay, he and his offsprings. We will recite now from Surah number 15, verse number 30, from 30 to 35, because these verses actually of the Quran are very important for every Muslim to learn, so that you can learn how the shaitan is full of revenge, hatred, pride, and arrogance, and because of that, we must be all the time considering him his our main enemy.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون إلا إبليس أبى أن يكون من الساجدين قال يا إبليس ما لك ألا تكون مع الساجدين قال لم أكن لأسجد لبشر خلقته من صلصال من حمأ مسنون قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم صدق الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So the angels prostrated, all of them entirely, except Iblis. He refused to be with those who prostrated. Allah said, O Iblis, what is the matter with you that you are not with those who prostrate? He said, never would I prostrate to a human who you created out of clay from an altered black mud. Allah said, then depart from it, for indeed you are expelled.
Actually, sisters, from these verses of the Quran, we learn that Iblis is a creature from the jinn who are made of fire. They are separate and different from both the angels and mankind. Like mankind, they possess the power of reason and they can choose between good and evil. The jinn existed before the creation of Adam. Iblis was in the scene when Allah commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam. So actually Iblis refused to Adam. Iblis refused to obey Allah's command. So Allah questioned him about the reason for his disobedience. Iblis, out of arrogance and pride, answered that he can't prostrate to a creature made of mud. And in Surah number 7, verse number 12, which we will recite it now, he clarified that he is better than Adam, as he is created from fire and Adam is created from clay. Let us know about these facts from Surah number 7, the heights, verse number 12, so that it will be clear for us regarding the reason why the shaitan, Satan, refused to prostrate and what is the source of his arrogance. So Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 12. Surah Al-A'raf, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yes, verse number 12.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاهبط منها فما يكون لك أن تتكبر فيها فاخرج إنك من الصاغرين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah said, what prevented you from prostrating when I commanded you? Satan said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. Allah said, descend from it, for it is not for you to be arrogant therein. So get out, indeed you are of the debased.
So actually, sister, this is the reality of Iblis. Arrogance, pride, and disobedience. And because of these characters, he received the right answer for his arrogance from Allah, the Almighty. This is the punishment to Iblis for his obedience. Iblis was expelled from the heaven. Iblis was deprived of Allah's grace. And also there was another punishment for him, which is mentioned in Surah number 15, verse number 35 and 36. I am trying to collect for you from all the verses of the Quran regarding the whole story and the battle between Adam and Iblis, so that the whole picture and how it is very strong and the battle is strong between them. We will recite now about the rest of the punishment of Allah to Iblis from Surah number 15, verse number 35 and 36.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّعْنَةَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ قال رب فانظرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال فإنك من المنظرين إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم صدق الله العظيم.
35 and
36. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Sorry, 34.
Said, then depart from it, for indeed you are expelled. And indeed upon you is the curse until the day of recompense.
So actually, sisters, other than being expelled from the heaven and deprived of Allah's grace, he was cursed. And the curse shall be on him until the day of resurrection. Okay, so actually this is a very strong punishment for Iblis from Allah the Almighty, because he refused to obey the command of Allah and to prostrate to Adam, believing that he is better than him because he was created from the fire and Adam was created from the mud. So Iblis was expelled from the heaven, deprived of Allah's grace, cursed, and the curse shall be on him and his offsprings until the day of judgment. So what was Iblis' response to this punishment? Did he recognize his mistake and regret it and seek Allah's forgiveness? No. Instead, and because of his wicked arrogance and evil nature, he decided to concentrate his efforts in leading astray the cause of his expulsion and Allah's displeasure with him, the cause of his tragedy and rejection, namely Adam. We will recite now from Surah number 7, from verse 14 and 17, to learn about the wicked nature of Iblis and how he didn't try, you know, to ask Allah's forgiveness. Instead, he planned that his life and the life of all his offsprings until of the day of judgment will be a life of revenge. Surah number 7, from 14 to 17.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال أنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال إنك من المنظرين قال بما فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين قال اخرج منها مذموما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين.
صدق الله.
13-17. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah said, descend from it, for it is not for you to be arrogant therein. So get out. Indeed, you are one of the debased. Satan said, reprieve me until the day they are resurrected. Allah said, indeed, you are of those reprieved. Satan said, because you have put me in error, I will surely sit in wait for them, i.e. mankind, on your straight path. Then I will come to them from before them and from behind them and on their right and on their left, and you will not find most of them grateful to you.
So actually, sisters, this is the plan of revenge which Iblis and his offsprings are following until the day of resurrection. Number one, Iblis requested Allah, his Lord, to give him respite until the day of resurrection. As his request has been granted, now he was giving long life for the battle with mankind. And I want you, sisters, to notice that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he asked Allah for the respite, okay, and Allah granted him that respite, and we will learn why Allah granted him that respite, in spite of the fact that Allah knows about his disobedience, his arrogance, and his evil nature, but still Allah granted him that respite until the day of judgment. And now this is the battle between Iblis and his offsprings, that is to say Satan and his offsprings, with the mankind until the day of judgment. So the plan will be to turn mankind away from the right path. How? By attacking them from every corner in order to divert them from Allah's guidance. That is to say, to prevent them from believing in Allah, obeying Him, or showing their gratitude to Him. This is the beginning of the battle between Satan, Shaitan, and man. There are very important lessons for us to remember from this. Is the part one of the battle between Adam and Shaitan, inshallah. Number one, we learned that there are three different types of Allah's creation. Number one, the angels, they are created from light. They have absolute obedience to Allah and total submission to Allah's commands. And because of that, when you observe that there is a human being who is very close to Allah and always obeying Allah's command, you said to her, you are like an angel. Okay, and also because of that, it is not advised to call a human being an angel, malak. Okay, because there is no malak, there is no angel on the earth. Okay, they are different creatures from man. The second creature is Satan or Shaitan and his offsprings, and they are actually created with absolute disobedience of Allah, out of arrogance and pride. The third actually creature, which is mankind. Mankind was created with the ability to choose his way in life. Okay, so he can either follow the shaitan or he can follow Allah's commands. Iblis, now we will learn about him in details, because this is the battle between every one of us and the shaitan, okay, or Satan. He has an evil nature. Okay, and actually this is very important, because inshallah in the classes you will learn how to know the human beings whom they are, you know, the followers of Iblis, whom they are the followers of the shaitan, whom they are the soldiers of the shaitan. You will know them when you will learn these classes, because you will learn their characters. And their characters are the same characters of the main father, Iblis, okay? And what is the main character? It is the evil nature. They have an evil nature, which is clear regarding Satan, the father Iblis. It was clear from his attitude regarding requesting his Lord to give him respite until the day of judgment. Okay, because this means, when we try to understand the psychology of Iblis, so that it will help me to understand the nature of the human beings whom I meet in this life. Okay, this is the psychology which is after the revenge. Under any circumstances, there must be a revenge. And revenge equals evil nature. Okay, why? Because revenge, you know, means harm. And if I have a good nature, okay, I will never look for harm for any person. Why? Because I fear Allah and I believe that Allah can give me my right again. I will not follow any human being to cause harm for her, you know, because she caused harm for me. No. If I have a good nature, this means that I am a true believer in Allah. If I am a true believer in Allah, I believe that Allah has the power to give me my right again. Okay? And Allah is the one who has the full justice. So I will never, never, ever try to harm any human being at all. Yes.
So, about the revenge, say someone does something very bad to you.
Yes.
But you think about revenge, but you don't do it.
Okay.
Because...
No, no problem.
Then there's no problem.
No problem.
Okay.
If you just think, you know, in Islam, we are forbidden about what we think. Even if you think of something bad and you don't do it because you fear Allah, you will be rewarded.
Okay.
Okay, this is very good, the reward. But unfortunately, most of the human beings, they go on with the revenge, believing that, you know, if someone did for me a harm, or if someone harmed me, I have the right, okay, to harm him, okay, because this is my right. I was not the one who started. She started, and I am replying, and I have the right to reply. But this is not correct, because this means that you want to cause harm. Okay, causing harm equal evil nature. Evil nature means shaitan is the one controlling my action. Okay, maybe I want to cause harm, for example, to you, just to say you, to not to answer you when you tell me Assalamu alaikum. But the shaitan, when he will control me, okay, he will make me to make more and more than what I was planning for. Okay, so the most important is to realize this fact. Iblis, Satan, shaitan equals evil nature equals revenge. And when someone will tell you, why you are so, why you take it very serious regarding the revenge, you tell her, because from the beginning, it was the mistake of Iblis. When he asked Allah for the respite, until the day of judgment, Allah told him, he asked Allah for a respite. But Allah gave him the respite until the day of judgment, so that he will keep on causing harm, and Allah will actually send him to the hellfire. So because of that respite, this is the proof that the shaitan had an evil, is having an evil nature, and he is after the revenge. And whenever yourself, the shaitan will whisper to you, revenge for that word, revenge for that action, revenge for, with that person. Tell to yourself, this is the whisper of the shaitan. Revenge is shaitan. This is the reminder for me regarding the respite until the day of judgment. I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. I will never revenge. Okay, so he asked his Lord to give him the respite until the day of judgment, so that he can try to avenge himself by destroying Adam and his offspring and sending them to the hell. And again, sisters, you know, there is another psychological point which is very important. Allah the Almighty commanded the Iblis to prostrate to Adam. And Iblis refused to prostrate to Adam. He refused the command of Allah. So his problem was related to Allah's disobedience. So why he shifted all his effort to Adam? Adam is not part of the equation. Okay, but because the shaitan knows that Allah is the controller of everything, he can't revenge from Allah. But he has revenge in himself. So where to put that revenge? To Adam, as he is believing that he is below him and he is not like him. So again, this is the evil. This is the evil personality or the evil nature. I want to revenge from someone, but that one is very strong. Okay, I will revenge from his son, or from his daughter, or from his money, or from his car, because I can't revenge from him. Again, this is the proof of the evil nature. All the time, you know, sister, this is inshallah what we will learn from these classes. Try to feel the whisper of the shaitan. Try all the time to keep it, you know, alarm in your spirit. When you feel that the whisper is related to destroying someone, causing, even if not the main person who harmed me, but something related to him, tell to yourself, this is again the whisper of the shaitan. He wants me to destroy that person, and I will be destroyed with him. Be sure that when you cause harm for any person, in reality you are mainly harming yourself, because now you are obeying the commands of the shaitan, and he will keep on giving you commands until he will destroy all the good inside your spirit, and you will be 100% like him. Revenge, hatred, enmity, destruction, and corruption, and this is the problem. One day you will feel, you will have this feeling, I am totally different, I am not like before, I want to return to Allah. It will be very difficult because you followed the shaitan long way. So the most important lesson from these classes is that you must all the time be alert when the shaitan will start to whisper to you from the beginning. Tell to yourself, this is not my way. This is the beginning. I don't want to be a soldier of shaitan, and I don't want to be one of his followers. I will destroy myself. Always tell to yourself and remind yourself that the revenge or the hatred or the harm is destroying you before destroying the one whom you don't like.
So the traits that we should avoid, one of them is why shaitan or iblis, he was doomed to hell, is because of arrogance.
Yes.
It's something that we want to avoid as well.
To be
arrogant.
Yes, this is extremely important.
Like the same thing when Adam was sent from heaven to earth, because he was greedy, because he wanted that tree.
Yes.
He wanted to get from that tree.
Yes.
So this is like the traits we know that, you know, it's like a guideline, like, you know, we should not follow.
Yes.
Arrogance and greed and,
yes,
and revenge. And,
yes. But you know, Ghada, the problem is that most of the sisters or most of the Muslims, they know the story. And most of the Muslims, they know the cause. But the problem is that shaitan, one of his characters is to make the mankind to forget. Okay, and you know, to be busy with anything other than the truth. So by time you will forget about the arrogance and the pride, and that these characters were the cause for his expulsion from the heaven. And if you look around you, you will notice that most of the people, when they are having, you know, good position or a good amount of wealth or a good job, they are arrogant and they have pride. Okay, and if you try to give them an advice in a nice way, sister, this is not good, you know what will be the answer. This is none of your business. Okay, so the problem is that why I am giving these classes, and I am trying to, you know, focus on these facts from the beginning, because we will learn with the classes, you know, that the shaitan is trying actually day and night, and we forget, and we are not focusing on him. Okay, and actually, you know, Ghada, the addiction of any habit will make it part of your personality. And by time, it will be extremely difficult for you to get rid of it. But if from the beginning, you try to tell yourself, this is from shaitan, pride from shaitan, arrogance from shaitan, anger from shaitan, to forget the rights of others is from shaitan. Okay, if you try to keep these facts clear, and if you remember it every day, inshallah, you can win that battle with the shaitan. Otherwise, if you look around you, especially these days, okay, this is actually, I always feel that this is the time of corruption, this is the time of shaitan. Okay, so actually, sister, the question is why Allah granted Iblis and his offsprings the chance to lead the people away from the right path. Okay, we all learn that Allah is commanding us in the Holy Quran and on the sayings of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings about him, is to follow the right path, to be strict to the right path, to obey the commands of Allah. So, O Allah, why you give the chance to that arrogant, disobedient creature, okay, to come to me from every corner to deviate me from the right path? It will be very difficult for me, you know, to win the battle with that shaitan. Okay, so actually, sisters, the answer is that Allah, as Allah gave or granted Iblis the chance to lead people away from the right path, Allah also has given Adam and the human beings in general the freedom of choice. So Allah can put them to the test. This is the test of the worldly life. Okay, the test of the worldly life is that you have the choice. Okay, you have the choice to choose between the right and the wrong, the paradise and the hellfire, Allah's commands or Satan's commands. You have the choice in this life, and Allah sends the messengers, and Allah sends the books, and Allah sends the people to remind, you know, those whom they call to Allah to remind you, okay, and to give you, you know, the warning, be away, be away, be away, but still you are in the test, so that those whom they will be sent to the paradise, they deserve the paradise. And those whom they will be sent to the hellfire, they deserve the hellfire. Why? Because they choose to follow the commands of the shaitan, in spite of the fact that Allah command, Allah clarified with full details, as we will learn. You can't imagine how it is mentioned in most of the chapters of the Holy Quran about the shaitan, the main enemy of mankind. Don't follow, be aware. And actually we will learn also from the classes all the tricks of the shaitan, all the traps of the shaitan, all the ways of the shaitan, how to avoid the shaitan. So why the people, they didn't follow the rules of the Quran? Why they are not aware? Why they don't have time to learn? And actually, inshallah, Allah will reward you because you are trying to learn the most important way to follow the commands of Allah. The most important and number one is to learn. Number one, to learn. Then I can follow. But if most of the Muslims, they don't have this knowledge, so how they will avoid the shaitan? How they will protect themselves from the shaitan if they don't know this basic knowledge? We are in class number two, maybe we'll have 20 classes with the shaitan. So if most of the Muslims, they don't have any knowledge about the shaitan, so it is very easy for them to follow the shaitan. Because the shaitan is all the time trying to push you to follow the desires. Okay, and for the human being, it is more easy for me to fulfill my desires than to control my desires. Okay, so all praise to Allah that we are learning that you are in a test. Be aware, this is warning. Be aware of the shaitan. Be aware that you have the freedom of choice. Try all the time to remember the beginning of the story, because inshallah next week we will learn how Iblis succeeded. He succeeded to convince Adam to disobey Allah. Adam was a prophet. And in spite of the fact that Allah warned him against Iblis, but Adam failed. And Iblis actually succeeded to make Adam not to obey Allah. And inshallah, it will be the story of the descent from the heavens to the earth next week, inshallah. And let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the heart, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Alhamdulillah.